Good Thursday afternoon. This is Rich, and welcome to Kicking Up Dust. Wanted to give you an update on the markets today, and what started out as a very quiet day turned into some big moves today in all markets. So we saw grains, for the most part, double digits higher at the end of the day. The dollar index dropping sharply, crude oil dropping sharply, precious metals rallying sharply. So a lot of big movement in at the end of the day today. And I think in the grains, a lot of it is weather. I think a lot of it maybe was, to some extent, maybe an overdone market after the last couple of days. We had seen some big down moves over the last few days, and maybe some of that was maybe overdone, I guess. I mean, maybe that's the feeling of some of the traders. And with hot and dry conditions forecasted again for much of the Corn Belt, not all, but much, and for much of the plains certainly as well. And so I think we're seeing some premium brought back in, especially led by the soybean market here today. And soybeans continue their big runs back and forth, but we were able to get November beans back over $14 again today. We saw the August contract back over $16 today. So it's a big, big move. And corn, wheat kind of followed along for the ride. A week from tomorrow, we will get USDA's big monthly report when we get the first updated yields based on this year's conditions. And the trade does think we're going to see a dip in the corn yield and maybe a slight dip in the bean yield as well. And so we'll be curious to see what USDA is saying next week. But the rundown this afternoon, September corn was up 10 and 3 quarter cents at 602 and a quarter. December corn up a dime at 506 and a quarter. August soybeans up 57 cents at 1615. November soybeans up 48 cents at 1417 and 3 quarters. September Chicago wheat up 18 and 3 quarters at 782 and a half. Kansas City September wheat up 24 and 3 quarters at 860 and a quarter. Minneapolis September wheat up 19 cents at 894 and a quarter. October cotton down 24 points at 100.12. December cotton up 19 points at 94.62. September rice is up 26 and a half points at 1732 and a half. October live cattle down 30 cents at 143.65. October feeder cattle down 22 and a half cents at 185.47. And the October hogs up $1.75 at 97.60. The dollar index was down 0.75% today. Crude oil down $2.38 a barrel, the lowest it's traded at least this calendar year. I can't remember. I saw oil at least since the beginning of the Ukraine war. It's at $87.34. Gold is up $32 an ounce right now at $17.90 an ounce. The Dow down 88 points at 32,682. So the volatility continues. We can't seem to get rid of that. And, you know, maybe between now and the USDA report next Friday, I don't know that it's likely to go anywhere. And especially if the forecast continues to show hotter and drier conditions, especially in the western Corn Belt on out into the plains, that area continues to be very dry and seeing some extreme heat. Forecasts I've seen, the 6 to 10, 8 to 14 day, continue to be above normal temperatures as well. So really no big reprieve there to help the crops. So we'll see what happens. But got a lot of pieces in the news. Of course, the Chinese reaction, what's going on around Taiwan is going to be a big subject here throughout the weekend. Exercises continue the next 3 days. So that'll take us through the weekend. So again, it'll be very interesting to see what happens in all parts of the world. So with that, I'll let you go. Have a great afternoon, evening, and thanks for listening to Kicking Up Dust. Talk to you soon.